Can you guys hear me okay? The audio sounds a little bit boxy to me. Let me know how it sounds on your end. Wanted to address this issue Anna Maria brought up in the dog trainer marketing group on Facebook. And she asked, whether or not dog training is a recession-proof or recession-resistant career or recession-resistant business. And I wanted to kind of share some of my thoughts because, I'm kind of a doom and gloomer when it comes to the economy and the way things, shake out. And I'm always interested in learning about different recession-resistant businesses. And my thoughts are the following. In general, no business is completely immune to the economy. There's always going to be some effect, but conventional wisdom suggests that dog training, being a basically a luxury service, would be impacted pretty dramatically by a recession. And those are my thoughts, anyways. And in 2008 rolled around, the Great Recession, we were reading all kinds of reports in the newspaper about people letting their house go into foreclosure and turning the house back over to the bank. And when the bank would send their clean-out crews, they'd find people's dogs tied up inside the house, which was absolutely terrible. So, my thought and conventional wisdom suggested that, yeah, people are losing their jobs. They don't have money. They're not going to be going out and hiring an expensive dog trainer for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. So we were living in Las Vegas at the time, Las Vegas, Nevada, and I happened to talk to a friend of mine who owns a dog training business in that city. And he said, no, we haven't been really affected at all. And I was like, come on, buddy. Come on, you're pulling my leg. Of course, Las Vegas was hit really hard with the recession. There were just tons of foreclosures. The real estate market dropped to the floor. And the city as a whole was having a tough time. So my thought process was, how the heck could a dog training business be unaffected by this economy, by the Great Recession? And he said it wasn't. And I had to see if that was true for myself. So although we were running dogproms.com, our subscription website at the time, I started up a little dog training business, kind of as a side hustle, just to test the markets. I like to I've done this a couple times, put my toe in the water and try and figure out what's going on with the industry. And so I started up a little dog training business, and sure enough, there were no shortage of calls and people looking to hire me to train their dog. I couldn't believe it. Now, some of that may have had to do with Las Vegas kind of being a town of loose money. People go to Las Vegas because they kind of have that gambler spirit in them, and it's very common to go to an ATM machine and pay a $4 or $5 ATM fee, and so people are kind of used to spending money. But I don't think that's really all of it, because believe it or not, once you get away from the Strip, there's a big part of Las Vegas that's just pretty much like any other typical mid-sized city. And so we were getting calls from just regular people. And it, as funny as it sounds, it didn't seem like the business was really affected at all by the economy. So that being said, if we go into another recession, which sooner or later we will, it's hard to say how much of an effect that recession will have on your business. Now, let's remember a couple of things. A recession is not the Great Depression. And somebody on the thread that Anna Marie started actually mentioned that. It is a big difference between 10, 20% unemployment and a 30% stock market correction versus every other person being out of a job. Every other person out of a job means you look to your neighbor on your left and you look to your neighbor on your right, and one of them's unemployed. You look to the two neighbors across the street and one of them's unemployed. That type of scenario, you're probably not going to get out unscathed, but hopefully we don't see that type of Great Depression style economic collapse in our life, and we just go through the regular ups and downs that the economy goes through. So what can you do to keep yourself and your dog training business in good shape should we end up going into an economic recession? First, let me get this out of the way. No random person on the internet, especially some dog trainer you're listening to on a random discussion forum or Facebook group, is going to be able to tell you when to get in and when to get out of the market. Over 80% of professional stock pickers can't even do that. And this has been documented time and time again over the last 80 years. I mean, this is the greatest country in the world that you're living in. And your dog training business, if you have fundamentals, it's going to be fine. Work on those systems. Work on your sales pitch. Work on your dog training skills. Continue to grow your business. You're going to be fine. Just checking out Dave Ramsey's stuff. You can find him on YouTube. He also has a syndicated radio show. And he has a program, like a course seminar that you can go through. It's a faith-based program. He is an evangelical Christian, but there really isn't a whole lot of that in the course. I am not, and I went through the course. It was held at a local church where they typically do these. They typically hold these courses, and it was great. And I wasn't, nobody came up and proselytized to me or tried to sell me on their religion. There was none of that. It was just good common sense financial advice about how to get out of debt, how to pay off your mortgage, how to pay cash for your cars, how to grow your business, how to balance a budget. Where to put your investments. It is a great primer if you need to get your financial house in order. So look into Dave Ramsey because a lot of that stuff that you're going to learn about getting your own financial house in order, you'll be able to apply to your dog training business, like living within your means and not buying a brand new car and all kinds of other good stuff. So check out Dave Ramsey. And by the way, if you need somebody to run your Google ad campaigns, because let's face it, you're too busy doing what you do best, which is training dogs and running your dog training business. You don't have time to be figuring out the best and the latest strategies on geo-targeting your Google AdWords campaigns and what click-through rate should be appropriate for the types of campaigns that you're running. We offer a 100% done-for-you Google Ads management service. If you're interested in that, head over to dogtrainertoolbox.com. You'll be able to figure out how to get more information and where to contact me. We can set up a free 30-minute phone conversation to find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit to help you grow your business. Because one of the things that we do know is that if we do head into a recession, a lot of the flakes, a lot of the people who don't have their systems in order, a lot of the people who really shouldn't be in the dog training business, they're going to get washed out. And that means that if you're positioned and if you have good campaigns that are bringing you a consistent stream of new clients, you're really going to be able to kick butt in a good economy or in a bad economy. Hey, I'm Adam Katz for dogtrainertoolbox.com as well as the Dog Trainer Marketing Group on Facebook. Talk to you soon, guys.